Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover.
Across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
8:34, morning to you. Welcome around our virtual breakfast table this morning. Now, as people get older, they don't always want to drive, and that, of course, can limit the time spent on outings and the amount of time spent with friends. Then, of course, there's the problem of how to get the kids to all their various clubs. Well, for Camborne residents, there's the Camborne Community Minibus. And here to tell us more about that is Councillor Dr. Shobhana Bhattacharya. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Oh, we've got the old unmute problem here, so hopefully solve that.
Sorry. Good morning, Julian. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Don't worry about the muting thing. You'll be about the 91st person to do that to me in the mornings. listen, the Camborne Community Minibus really sounds a good little project you've got going. How long has it been in operation for?
This bus we got in last year, 2022. And this is very, very exciting. Me and my husband, we both wrote about this project. So my husband wrote 50% of the project and I had...
Oh, we've somehow managed to go on to mute again. I don't quite know what's happened there, but lent on the keyboard or something.
Sorry, this is my fault, technical fault of this.
You're saying your husband and yourself got this going.
Yeah, my husband and myself, we both wrote this project. So he wrote 50% of the project. As you run, we have the largest STEM club in this region. And I wrote another 50% for the project. And I wanted to do something for the elderly people in this region. And we finally got the award and the funding to having a new minibus. And that the new minibus we got last October. And last October, and since then this bus is quite busy. Lots of community groups, school, college, local college, the cadets, the elderly group, the social prescription group, retirement homes, all are using this bus.
So how does it work? I don't really need an explanation of the combustion engine. More about how people might want to book it, because presumably at some times there'll be you have one group wants to go somewhere and another group wants to go somewhere else in the opposite direction.
Generally, it didn't happen. It never happened that two different groups are booking on the same day. But I received the email, and then we do have tour operator, Mr. Venkat. Mr. Venkat handles the bookings and the if any money required for the mileage payment. He helps me running the bus as well.
Oh, so that's if a group of people want to go across to the bingo, say. What then happened? Who would pay for that trip? Would they pay a fee that you charge, or is there another mechanism for that?
So there is no one rule involved here, as because this bus is primarily for the elderly people, and this bus is also primarily for the youth and younger people for their academic trips, educational trips. So we just keep those two priorities in our mind, and. If we do not have those two groups are going anywhere, then anyone can take our buses. Anyone can take our minibus. So step one procedure is that people they send an email to me. I then check with our tour operator. Do we have any booking on that day? And then the whole communication, we just fix that plan, booking, payment, purchase, collection of the key through the email.
Mm. It's interesting, the two groups you mentioned, because at one end you've got the young going to their various sort of STEM-related activities, and at the other end you've got the elderly. And both of those groups, I guess, for various reasons, are less likely to have transport of their own. The people in the middle, there's a reasonable chance that they'll have access to a car, perhaps. But important to get those two other groups to where they need to go. And And I guess Camborne, like a lot of places around the city and South Cambridgeshire, there isn't necessarily the bus in place, or at least at the time you might want to catch it.
Julian, so far we are not actually. We are actually working with the community groups. Social prescription, as you know, the NHS social prescription, not everyone needs any medicine or drugs. Just a little bit of friendly approach and friendly community activity can help on their well-being, on their well-being purpose. So they are also our primary group. And then we are working. This bus is not exactly for the Camborne to Cambridge or Cambridge to Camborne, but rather the groups, they need to go somewhere.
I kind of see it's more Camborne to Camborne. I'm presuming that's how you're running things.
No, I'm saying this bus is not for the regular transport problem to fix those problems. Rather, this bus is used heavily and very much by the different community groups. And this bus is not only used by the Camborne groups. A lot of the different villages they have taken, and we have a long queues that are coming, and they will be using the bus from other different nearby villages as well.
Well, it's a very interesting project, and it's great to see that it's got such a great take up within Camborne and beyond, it seems. People in Camborne, I guess most people in Camborne, know how to pick up the bus if they want to, if they've got a group. But what's the sort of, you have a website or contact group if people do need to find out more about it?
Generally, this bus is working mouth of word, like one person or one group, if they have used the bus service, or they have taken the minibus to some places, then their friends or network and other people, they get to know. And that is the reason and purpose I put that photos and the message and my email and my contact number on the Facebook, just in case any other group, they need the bus. So that I really want to help as many groups I can, and if they want to go somewhere for a small trip, the National Trust properties, a small picnic, a small beach party kind of, because a lot of people are lonely. This bus was mainly, as I said, the 50% purpose of having this bus of tackling the loneliness in this region. And as you started with that, elderly people, they cannot drive, they do not have the driving license of their own. So that's why this kind of a group community work is helping very much. This month, end of this month, we are also going to Scotland, Edinburgh, taking this minibus with the parents and the children, because we started another STEM club in Edinburgh. So the children of Cambridge and their parents will be teaching another set of children and parents in Edinburgh, and we will set the club, and we will also send them to take part in the national competition, like the robotics competition and many more. So this bus is roaming around the country.
Wow! So it's moving out of I'd love to talk about the robotics project, but at some point again as well. But thank you so much for coming on this morning and telling us about that great project, and sort of helping to link up lots of different community groups with, as you say, at the same time dealing with the very important loneliness issue as well. Councillor Dr. Shobhana Bhattacharya, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Julian. Thank you.
105. Cambridge 105 Radio.